Welcome to the second audiobook from the Power Teaching Audiobook Series. This Power Audio Teaching Booklet is brought to you by the highly recommended website gracelovenandtruth.com. This second Power Audiobook is titled, What is Holding You Back? By Lawrence Tor. For more teachings and articles, please visit our website at www.gracelovenandtruth.com.
There are many reasons which can hold a person back from really living a happy and healthy and prosperous life. One of those reasons is fear. Fear is one of the major reasons why millions of people in the world today are living way below from where they really could live. The payment of doubt and worry is fear. Fear paints a picture in your mind of defeat. When the sky is filled with clouds, you cannot see the sun, but that does not mean the sun is not there. Fear is like the sky filled with clouds, you cannot see the good life that you can really have and what God intended for you. Fear enslaves people, fear comes through ignorance, not knowing what really is available and possible. There are many people trapped in a prison of fear in their minds. Fear is holding them back from what they want to do in life. There are many great opportunities open to them, to live a wonderful and peaceful, and joyful life so that they can do and achieve what they would desire in their hearts to do. In the book of Proverbs chapter 29 verse 25, it says, The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Fear breeds anxiety and keeps people trapped, never able to see a way out. In the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 and 7, it says, Be anxious for nothing. But, in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. This is how you put your trust in the Lord, by casting every care to Him in prayer. When fear is gone, then peace is yours. It is the peace of God that imparts to us God's understanding of every situation facing us, and the next steps we should take. Now we are born again of the Spirit of God, and His Spirit which dwells in you. We have the mind of Christ, we are a new creation, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, and this is true freedom. In Hebrews chapter 4, verses 16 it says, Let us, therefore, come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, and find grace to help in time of need. The new man mindset brings everything in prayer to God, but our old man mindset gets us to dwell on all the reason why we should fear, rather than go to God. Our old man nature mindset default position is to depend on oneself and to have worries, fears, and doubts. Thoughts of lack, and fears of the future and what the future may hold. Thoughts of other people's opinions of us and caring about what they say about us, if we fail or make mistakes, or we worry about what they think about us because we may not be being successful like they are. Thoughts of being weak, thoughts of being incompetent and inadequate, or incapable, all these thoughts and feelings are not the fruit of the Spirit. These thoughts do not come from the new man mindset of Christ in you, the hope of glory. These thoughts come from the old man nature, from the things we have learnt from the time we were born. Our old man nature was crucified with Christ, the old man is dead. So why do we still struggle with all these negative thoughts and feelings? If the old man is dead, where do these thoughts come from? The thoughts that we battle with comes from our old programming, the information, and the habits that we have learnt, have been embedded in our minds since we were young. In the book of Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, it says, And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good, and acceptable, and perfect, will of God. We change this old programming by the renewing of our minds. We decide to no longer to be conformed to the world's way of thinking, and acting, and speaking. We replace our former habits and thoughts by saying and confessing who God says we are. The scriptures in Romans 10 and verse 8 tells us, the word is in your mouth and then in your heart. The more we say and confess who we are in Christ and the more we confess the promises of God to us, the more those words go down into our heart. Replacing our old programming and thought patterns that was established in us long ago. Believing comes from the heart, the innermost part of our being. It is in the innermost part of our hearts where our old programming resides. The more we say and think God's word and words to us, and confess them from our mouths, the more we will replace those old negative thought patterns and behavior. We are to set our thoughts on things above, and not on the things of this world. If we keep our old focus, then we will continue to have wrong negative thoughts. When we have these negative thoughts of failing, we will never move forward in our journey with God. Many times people rely on the approval of others, and many people become hypersensitive to the opinion of others, rather than being bold to do what God is showing them to do. Fear of failure and rejection is caused by destructive criticism from a young age. If you tell someone, they cannot. Enough times. And they believe you, guess what? They cannot, or they don't try because they are afraid they will fail or be criticized. These thoughts and fears govern most people's lives. Everything they do is organized around avoiding failure or criticism. There are so many fears, and yet God says He has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. God encourages His people not to fear the fear of the enemy. You can read that in Isaiah chapter 8 and in verse 12. The world fears, we are not to fear. But we are to preach and give the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are to preach deliverance to those captivated by the God of this world. We are to heal the brokenhearted, and recover the sight of those that are spiritually and physically blind. We are to set at liberty them that are crushed by the burden of this world. How can we do this if we are still operating from the old man mindset? And our focus is on ourselves? For those of us that are serious about moving with God, we need to keep God first and the first love of our life. If you have these thoughts of fears, it is because you are thinking with the carnal mind and reasoning. The good news is you can change your thinking by deciding to say what God says. You can begin right away to replace those negative thoughts by declaring what God says about you. If fear comes, you confess, "For God has not given me the spirit of fear, but power and love, and a sound mind." You confess, "I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears." By recognizing these fears and doubts, we can replace and demolish them with what God says about you. You have a choice every day, to walk in the new man mindset, and to let those thoughts of Christ dwell in you richly. Or you can dwell on the negative thoughts, that will stir up negative emotions in you, and keep you paralyzed and indecisive, and moving backwards rather than forwards. It is the introduction of light that dispels darkness. By recognizing that you are now a new creation in Christ, we need to reckon the old man nature mindset dead to sin, but our new man alive unto God. In Romans chapter 6 and 11 we read, "Likewise, reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord." We are to reckon ourselves dead unto sin, now that we are born from above. We are to forget those things which are behind us, and we move forward in faith. The just shall live by faith and not by sight. Romans chapter 1 and verse 17 says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." The Apostle Paul said in Galatians chapter 2 and in verse 20, "I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless, I live. Yet not I but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38, it says, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draws back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." God does not delight in those that draw back in fear. Why? Because fear does not come from God. We have a choice of how we are going to live and think. We can be either carnally minded or spiritual minded. It is up to you. If we want to see the power of God manifested in our life, If we want life and peace, then to be spiritually minded is the best and only way to live. Let's see what God had to say about this in Romans chapter 8 verses 6 to 8, it says. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. When we decide to live unto God, and walk in our new spiritual man, then we will have life and peace. We will have a purpose and direction, we will be pleasing to God in our living and our choice to really live unto Him with all our hearts. It is available to have life and peace, in a world that has no peace, even in the darkest of times. We know who we are, we will not fear like those who do not know God. If we decide after being born again of God's Spirit, to live with the old man nature, the carnal mind, we cannot please God, because the carnal mind is hostile to God, and the carnal mind is death. Romans chapter 13 and verse 14 says, But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh, to fulfill the lusts thereof. And in Galatians chapter 6 verse 8 it says, For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Life and peace flows from the new man. But when we walk with the carnal mind, it is an enemy to God, and we cannot please God, it is that simple. And we will reap what we sow, carnally and spiritually. Our true identity as believers, is not in this world's ways, but our ways, are in Christ. It is all about our identity and our mindsets. The God of this world is attacking people's identities, and when you think about gender identity and sexuality, it has gotten to the point where you cannot refer to a male as he, or a woman as she. There are so many genders. You can Google it and find out for yourself. I expect many people are aware of what is being promoted in the world today. All I will say is, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, because our identity is in Christ. As He is, so are we in this world. We are the lights of the world and the salt of the earth. We are God's new creation in Christ, and we are His masterpiece. We do not have to believe or take what the world throws at us to be the truth, just because it is being promoted on the fake news media. Because we know, it is not truth, it is fake news. Many people are afraid to speak the truth because of being politically correct. But we are exhorted and commanded in Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 11 and 12, it says. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, and in the power of His might. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Every day, we make the decision, if we are going to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Or we can give in to our emotions and the pressures of daily living. We need to remember it is a spiritual battle, and the battle is for the hearts and minds of people. We will either be conforming to this world, and what the world promotes as being right. The world calls those things, which are good, they say it's bad, and the bad things they say it is good. Satan knows how to deceive the masses, and he also knows how to whip up people's emotions. As believers, we are not to give in to the pressures of this world. Remember, the just, which are those that are born again, live by faith. The world lives by fear, but we are not of this world, but we are born from above. We are spiritual beings living in a physical body, we live and move by the Spirit, and the kingdom of God rule. Thanks be to God, because our God is the greatest encourager in anyone's life that will hear Him. God works with people's faith and He builds them up. On the other hand, the God of this world, Satan, through the systems of this world, wears people down. He gives them a false sense of security and then traps them and keeps them in bondage through fear and his continuous deceptions and lies. The deceptions and lies are being pushed through the governments of this world and their many different agencies. When we hear what the world promotes through all its different media sources, for the most part it promotes half-truths and fear and uncertainty, and the government's agenda. In Hebrews chapters 11 verse 6 it says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." The only thing that pleases God is when we go to him in faith. This world operates through fear, whereas the kingdom of God rule operates through faith. David did not fear the giant when he faced Goliath, he had full confidence in God. He saw in his heart what he was going to do and declared it out of his mouth and went and defeated Goliath. David already had a mindset of victory through his previous victories of things much bigger than himself, like the lion and the bear. I can say with great confidence here, if David had run away from the bear and lion, he would have not run towards Goliath. Why? Because God had already been working with David's faith as a young shepherd boy. God called David a man after his own heart. David's heart and mindset was established at a young age. He had no fear when it came to something that was bigger than himself. David's confidence was in God, and he knew God was with him. So we see from a young age, what was built into David's heart and which carried through to his adulthood. Here are some questions for you to ask yourself and to think about. What has been established in your mindset? What are your core beliefs? What was built in your heart? What stronghold do you need to demolish? And what do you think about most of the time? Those thoughts are at the core of your being, and determine how you see yourself. Those thoughts have been built into your heart, brick by brick, so to speak, and those thoughts are cemented together by the repetition of those thoughts, and what you confessed out of your mouth. These thoughts are what influences your decision-making, and what you think you can and cannot do. These thoughts influences your choices in friends you make and what you think you can and cannot achieve in this life. Ask yourself, where did I learn my core belief from? Who has had the most influence in my life? When I have considered what I learned from a young age, I can see why I made so many wrong choices. God highlighted to me the things that I needed to think on, and taught me to change those wrong things I had learnt and what was established in me at an early age. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." This is very true. As you think in your heart, so are you. What you think about the most is what you have heard and learnt and acted on and has been established in you. A lot of thoughts and idea may be strongholds which you can pull down with God. The people that have brought you up from a young age and have taught you many things are your parents, or the person or persons who have cared for you the most in your upbringing. We have heard the saying, "He is just like his dad," or "She is just like her mum." We have learnt from these people, as well as our uncles and aunties, and we have respect for these people. They have taught us things we hold to be truth, but they may not be truth. Many of the things they have taught us, we carry with us, and some of their values are in us. We may hold on to those things we have learnt. Think back to the kids you hung around with, or gangs and groups. We have learnt so much from these different circles of people, and we have picked up different sets of principles and values, and they have become a part of how we view our life. I heard someone say, "Show me your friends, and I will show you your future." This is a very powerful statement. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1, it says, "Be you therefore, followers of God, as dear children." God wants us to be like him. The word "followers" here can be translated, imitators. God wants us to imitate him by walking in love. The more we practice imitating God, the more we become like him. To imitate God doesn't just require acting like that, but speaking and thinking that way too. We make a conscious, committed decision to imitate God until his ways become embedded in our hearts. The more we focus on God and come to know him, and the more we look at the life of Jesus Christ, and learn how he moved and lived, the more we will walk and talk like him. Jesus Christ's mindset was to focus on the Father, and do what the Father showed him to do and to speak what the Father worked in him to speak. Jesus Christ was led by the Spirit of God. In the Apostle Paul's letter to the Romans, Paul encourages the believers to be spiritually minded, because they have the Spirit. Romans chapter 8 verse 14 says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Sons of God are led by the Spirit of God, and as we move with God, behold, all things are becoming new. Christ is being formed in us, and we are going and growing from faith to faith, and from glory to glory. The more we walk in the Spirit, and are led by the Spirit of God, the more the old man nature mindset, and its old programming fades away. The more dependent we become on God to lead us and guide and provide for us, the more we will grow in strength. All of what we need, to live and move and have our being, will be provided for us in abundance. And our desire to preach and teach the gospel of Christ, which is the power of God, will grow rapidly in our hearts. We now have authority to live in victory and to walk in the new man nature mindset of Christ in us, the hope of glory. We are to see no man after the flesh, and that includes ourselves. How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as not important? Do you see yourself as a failure? Do you see yourself as having no good influence? Do you see yourself as always struggling? Do you see yourself as poor? Do you see yourself as just getting by? However you are seeing yourself, that is what you will become, that is how far you are going to go. We have heard the saying, "You are where you are today because of your believing, and you will be where you will be tomorrow, because that is where your believing will take you." Change the image of yourself. If the image of yourself is negative, you can learn to see yourself how God sees you and thinks of you. Speak about yourself, how God speaks about you. Say what you want, not what you see with your physical eyes. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, in this natural world. See yourself preaching to millions of people. See yourself healing the sick, casting out devils. See in your mind the multitudes of men and women and young adults and children and older people being born again, and coming to a knowledge of the truth. See your home packed with hungry-hearted people, who are ready to learn and move with God. Get God's vision in your heart and mind, dwell upon these things, speak and act like it is a done deal. Do this daily by repetition in your heart and mind and words. Become fully persuaded, just like Abraham became fully persuaded that he would become the father of many nations, and he was giving glory to God. As you give your desires to God, speak and act as God is directing and inspiring you, it will not be long before you will start to evidence the desires and thoughts God had put into your heart, great increase and growth in every area of your life and walk. This is God's heart for all his children, to be very fruitful and blessed and productive. Through all the many teachings from many wonderful ministers, God has been working with your faith, building your confidence. If you have received the word with meekness, you will know, God wants you to be a doer of his word to you. It is as you practice and build your heart with truth, and apply what you can apply from what God is showing you, then you will begin to see God at work in your life in the most powerful ways ever. Proverbs chapter 4 and verses 20-27 reads, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left, remove thy foot from evil. Guard your heart with all diligence, watch what seeds you allow to be planted in your mind and cultivated. Watch what comes out of your mouth, what is in your heart will end up coming out of your mouth." The more we have God's words in our hearts, the more we will speak life from our lips. Keep your focus daily on God. If we allow God to lead us, every step we take will be established. This is walking in newness of life, This is walking and being led by the Spirit of God, having God's words dwelling richly in you. Then we will not be conforming to this world, but we are being transformed by the renewing of our minds, proving to yourself and others what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Conformity to the ways of this world will keep you entrapped and enslaved to its thoughts, emotions and words and actions. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 5 we read, "Casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." And in Galatians chapter 5 and verses 24 to 26 it says, "And they, that are Christ's, have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. You are God's masterpiece, and you have been delivered from the authority of darkness and Satan's power. He is under your feet. Now you have been delivered from fear, and God has clothed you with His Spirit, and you have been empowered to live this life victoriously."
We like to thank you for listening to our Power Teaching audio booklet. This is our second audio booklet, and more Power Teaching audios are on their way. You can find our audiobooks at www.gracelovetruth.com. You can contact the author and creator of this audio at the following email address: lawrencetor@live.com.